Nathaniel X with Commander Q.
36 Jesuífe Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. 3.
On Spirit Long Radio, Long Radio,
enigmatic music, enigmatic world. Well, sometimes what'll happen is that James Starsden, a kind of time traveler who can be found around Iconic Square, will tune in on the White Face Pink Cat radio that he sometimes carries around. He'll tune into Radio 36X with Commander Q. And he'll sit by the fountain in the Iconic Square in his shifting rainbow colored suit. And I listen to Radio 36X, and it almost sounds like Commander Q can travel the world and pluck from here and there bits, pieces, foreign tongues, old vinyl 45s from the 1950s, talking at bus stops, dirty talk, pretty talk, the noise and sense will roam on and on for the longest time. And yet, there are stories told inside of all this seeming chaos. One time, he came to me asking for a ton of my earth, wanting it for the valuable earthworms within, the medicine they will make to help the world heal from its sickness. And I helped him to create a magazine and a radio campaign. And I hope you'll consider his offer and his plea. I certainly hope you will. James Starsden will listen for a long while and then mumble the words for which he is so well known. Enigmatic events, enigmatic music, enigmatic world.
Voice Journal, Volume 12, August 31st, 1999, 2:17 a.m. And I'm continuing my walk around Black Rock City, Burning Man Arts Festival, Black Rock Desert, Nevada. Last tape ran out inopportunely. I was talking to, briefly, as it turns out, to two people from a camp called the Church of Nez. And they went to Center Camp, which is basically a large, well, I guess a big party tent with coffee and things for sale. It's the only place where there's vending allowed, and it's really cheap. And I think that the money goes to local, support local business. So, it's cool. Heading over to the message board. Decided not to. Walking on. I feel like I should begin every sentence with the phrase, "You're an intrepid reporter." But, you know, not yet, perhaps. I haven't really reported anything. And it may be true that I find nothing to report. It may also be true that I go back to that center camp place and sit there and write. At least there's some people there. I guess that there are villages here that are supposed to operate 24 hours a day. That's the definition of a village at Burning Man as opposed to a theme camp. Here. Okay. I am at the corner of Venus and 630. Burning Man is mapped out sort of like a round grid of sorts. The circular streets are named after planets. I mean, imagine the concentric orbits of planets, Mercury being the most inside, and I guess it goes past out toward Neptune, probably. Maybe Pluto, I don't know. And then the cross streets are named after half hours of the day, 6:30, 7, 7:30, and so on. And so that gives you a sense of the street map situation. So Venus 630 means I'm fairly close to the center. There's only one closer, that's Mercury. Mortotum is camped, that's my camp. That's the theme camp I'm part of. I've helped build though I guess I report parenthetically now. I checked it out, thinking, who knows, maybe the party's begun and I'm missing it. Maybe the bar's installed and the roof is installed and everything's functioning. And not in the least. It doesn't seem like much progress is made. Except that there's part of a roof now. And there's a working generator, which there wasn't for about 24 hours. Chuck Nichols, the leader of the camp, went out and rented one from, I guess, somebody in one of the, in either Empire or Gerlach, which are the closest towns to Black Rock City. But anyway, mostly what I'm walking through is vehicles are very kind. Our vehicles are very kind. Dark, and people are probably sleeping inside. And it's pretty cold. It's cold and it's windy. I have 3 shirts on, and a pair of long pants, and I'm chilly, but not unreasonably so. So, I'm gonna find fucking something. I'm gonna find something if I have to eat half the mushrooms in my bag and find it inside my own head, where it probably was all along. Now I'm starting to talk like the Wizard of Oz, but I'm going to find something here. Because I've been here over a day, and I've had a lot of interesting experiences. I was out in a dust storm, lost, wandering around, thinking I was heading back in the right direction. It was great. It was enough. And I don't find life enough most of the time. Where the fuck were those flashing lights? Starts to doubt he's gonna find fucking anything. But thus far, I've not found anything. But dark cars and empty tents, empty shade structures. Circle is. I see some lights and it's probably nothing, but I'm going to give it a shot. Oh my goodness, I think I just saw a shooting star. That would be something. It's funny to think about the show. The first part of my 3 reports reached Ohio. Making your own fun, huh? No?
Try it.
you get here?
What?
When did you get here?
Oh, about 4 or 5 or 6 hours ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sunday night. No. For the longest time, I was like helping to build like the camp I'm in, like a temple.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, it takes a lot of fucking work to build the building.
Yeah.
I discovered. Yeah. So yeah, just that for the longest time. And finally, like this afternoon, I parked someone's bike and rode around. And I slept because I realized that I came from Boston,
right,
with friends, and we were pretty much sleep deprived trying to get here in time. So we just both crashed for like 6 hours. Now I decided to go and find what's out there in the desert.
What temple did you go?
Totem. Temple of the Eternal Mystery. It's past built. But it's getting there.
Yeah.
It was slowed by, like, the generator died. And, so, like, all the power tools that were being used, drills and whatnot, just couldn't be used. But, the guy that runs it went into one of the little towns, and he got himself another generator. I'm Ray.
Grant, man.
Grant, nice to meet you.
Sarah.
Sarah, nice to meet you.
Hello.
Where'd you come from?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Neat. Yeah. Only been there once, but I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In a mountain?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where I wish I was sometimes.
I think it's a mutual feeling between Boston and San Francisco.
Yeah, Boston.
They have a lot in common, but San Francisco, like, is a little bit looser. It may not seem it. I don't know if it seems it to you, but it is.
No, I'm sure it is. But actually, I want
to... Yeah. Boston's pretty cool. It can be really cool. It's got a lot of, like, colleges and stuff, so... It's... I don't know. If you have a lot of college, you have a lot of kids, so... You know, they'll make something happen.
Cambridge is fucking near Boston.
Yeah, it's right across the Charles River.
Cambridge is a fucking cool spot, dude.
Yeah. You been there?
One time.
All right. So I've been to yours one time, you've been to mine one time.
I've been to Boston once when I was really little, and then I was in Cambridge for like fucking about 4 hours, man, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I met like fucking 3 kids that I'm still like really good friends with.
Cool. Man, yeah, that's great. 4 hours and you made 3 friends, man. Pretty good average.
I like Cambridge, man. I like Boston just because of Cambridge.
Yeah, yeah. I hang around there a lot. Like, it's just a cool place to hang around. And then there's a town next to Cambridge called Somerville.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's a lot of good bars in Somerville. Cambridge doesn't have so many good bars anymore. But, then, like, Somerville, which was just, like, started, they used to call it Slummerville because it was just cheap rent, whatever, you know. But they, like, got their act together and started, like, fixing the town up, putting in cool places, attracting, like, cool businesses and shit. And so now, like, Somerville and Cambridge are kind of like a tandem. And Boston's always cool. I mean, there's always something you can find there. You know,
you can't find it in Boston, but it's fucking, let's go to New York.
Right, exactly. Well... I'm hoping it's
that
a thing. What's that?
The music that you hear?
Yeah.
That's the bad guy.
Oh.
Right there.
She's blasting this stereo.
Yeah. But there was a hell of shit over there. I don't really know my way around. There's hell of shit in the middle part.
Yeah.
Like by the coffee house.
Yeah.
There's fucking hell of shit going on right there.
Well, I just walked through there and there's like maybe 20 people there sitting under the big tent and talking to one another.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because there was like a fucking, like somebody bumping hip hop, like right behind it.
Uh-huh.
And then like fucking some fucking hippie drum circles and shit.
Really? Oh, man.
Sure.
I think a couple of things are true from what I've heard. Like, one thing is that this is really early in the week. And a lot of people are just setting up and arriving. The other thing is that, like, I've been told that, like, it's not an all-night thing for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of people, they just sleep.
Yeah.
After a certain point. So. But. I figured I drove, like, 3,000 miles with my friend.
That's what I'm saying, man. I drove a long ways. I'm staying up until tomorrow morning. Stay up all day tomorrow night, and then I'll sleep probably.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You push yourself, and then when you gotta crash, you crash. That's all.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck all the dumb shit.
And you're dressed well, man. I really wish I brought more warm clothes.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna walk on.
Alright, man.
Hey, man.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
And come to, if you feel inclined at some point during the week, come to Totem. It's gonna be cool when it's open. It's gonna be like a bar and a performance thing and, you know, all sorts of shit.
Awesome.
Alright, man. Take care, both of you. Interview with two people from San Francisco who just arrived. Hadn't really come to any conclusions about what they'd come to. And so I walk on. Was a nice guy. He was dressed in kind of punker black, kind of like a hat, black hat, black jacket, black jeans, tight boots, maybe, I don't know. With like sort of punkish designs, probably skulls and whatnot. Sarah's cute. Sarah's the cutest girl I've seen here so far. Blonde hair, nice smile, nice soft voice. Walk on. Walk fucking on. Looking for something that's fucking happening. Somewhere. Like I said, I'm not walking down that street that I was gonna walk down. Probably just turn this thing off and save the tape, but I don't know. It kind of keeps me going, pushing me to have it on. I would just be walking silently. This keeps my brain functioning. At least a little bit. Is it possible this whole fucking campground is asleep? Is it possible that that's the case? I don't know. But I'm gonna live it. I'm awake. Looking for signs of life. Life. No. No, it's people. Walking against the backdrop of something that looks like a large green TV screen. But it's not actually a large green TV screen. The back of a truck with a green light on it. By something that's generating power. Spirits up, but it's fucking cold. I don't have a fucking jacket. And I want this to mean something. And I don't want to trip yet. I haven't tripped. God. I haven't tripped since the 20th. No. Was it the 20th? Yeah, maybe. It was the last time I did my radio show, which would have been, let's see, the 28th from there, and I didn't do it the previous week. Spitting on the playa. I feel better already. Coming toward an area that is lit up by a car's headlights. I think they veered off the road, though I'm not actually sure. radio or something. Yeah, I haven't drunk 2.5 weeks. SUV things with a trailer on the back, and I just wave my lantern. Okay, approaching something that might finally be fucking something. A lot of music coming out of it. Punk music. Murphy, like this shit. Good, how are you? Alright, well, that's one potential place. Bad music. Seems welcoming. Can't really tell. I'm going to walk a little further. It's 2:46 a.m. I think that I'm going to walk toward this flashing green light. And if I don't find anything, being cold, but I dislike the idea that I haven't found anything really yet. I think I don't like the music they're playing there, so I suppose it doesn't help, but that's just a bitch. And I guess one of the things I didn't think about is it's probably hard to tell if a camp is a camp, I guess everybody's welcome everywhere, really. Someone comes up, you say hello. That's cool. Now, perhaps my search would be easier if I knew what I was looking for in any way, shape, or form, which I don't. I guess I'm just looking for nocturnal friendliness. Nocturnal excitement. I don't know. I don't know how to put it. Nocturnal excitement. Flashing green light on top of a generator. At least that didn't work. Well, that's disappointing. I'm now on the far side. I'm pretty sure I'm on the far side of the. Maybe everybody's having sex. I'm not having sex. I don't know anybody I want to have sex with. I'm not stoned. I'm not drunk. I'm not tripping. I'm not doing any of those things that conceivably would be nice to do. With open headlights on, light inner interior lights. I guess this dude kind of had a situation with his truck and his tent. And that's what he's all about. I suppose if I could just function on my own, which I guess I can, but I don't necessarily want to. I'm not here to function on my own. I'm here to grok people. I'm here to find out why I'm here. If nothing else, it was a wonderful drive across the country. And being on the playa is amazing. That's not enough for me. I mean, that's not why I came. Those are, like, part of the exciting things that were part of this thing. But they weren't it. They were not it. I don't guess it can get much colder. I don't fucking know, really. I don't think I wrote anything yesterday. So what is this fucking, what is the fucking point here? What is the fucking point here? Is there any fucking point at all to this? There's got to be something that I came for. I'm not gonna find. We'll know it when I find it. this experience and experience of the self, and is finding nothing and experience of the self. Oh wow, I see a fire. I see off the road a fire. That's cool. I'm going to walk toward the fire because fires are friendly, usually. If you're not burning something down, if someone's campfires are friendly. That's what I meant to say. Fire. I don't actually know if it's a campfire. It might be a thing. It might be an art thing. There's certainly a generator. As far as I can come. I'm looking ahead and there's nothing but playa, at least that I can see. The fire's going, I think they're prohibited. Maybe they have permission. I'm walking into what is unsettled. I see in the distance two alternately flashing red lights, maybe three. I'm not really sure. Maybe sometimes you just have to fucking leave it behind. I wasn't finding what I wanted. I wasn't in the mood to find it. I wasn't worked up enough to find it. I wanted to find it so much that there's probably not anything I could find. But what are these flashing red lights? And how far a walk is it? I have no sense of time. No sense of distance, excuse me. So I could be walking toward lights that are miles away. And it may just be fucking lights. I brought all this shit with me. Something. I don't know what. I just hope when I come back, you're toward the left, if I come back at all. Could I die of cold? I don't know. God, it's just fucking flat. It's flat, it's whitish, and it's cracked. And it's surrounded by mountains, and above are stars. And that's what it's about. Flashing red lights. Oh wait, now it's on one light. Now why would someone have a thing so fucking far from everything else? Is there any fucking point to this? Mysterious. Daytime. There's like something loud behind me. But I want to know what these fucking lights are. I don't seem to be getting any closer to them. It's hard to tell. Maybe it's just markers for art. For people that decide to ride their bike out here. Ah, it's wonderfully flat. Oh man, it's wonderfully flat. I can't see what these things are. I can't see how far away they are. Walk toward the flashing light. That's what I've done tonight. I've walked toward sound and toward flashing lights, and I found nothing. Well, I haven't found nothing. I've just not found anything crazy. Crazy, what you want to find, I don't really know, but oh no, there's another white light out there. Who the fuck knows how far these lights away are? They've already come a good distance. Momentary pause to doubt what the fuck I'm doing out here. And I'm not tripping, Joe. I'm not tripping, Hartley. Or Rick. I'm not tripping at all. I'm not stoned. I'm not high. I just slept. I ate before I slept. Yeah, it seems like I'm tripping. Which people say that Burning Man is kind of like tripping without ingesting anything, without taking any psychedelic sacrament. Did I say, is everybody in? Is everybody within? Welcome to the Within's Within scenes from the psychedelic revolution. What the fuck is out here? I see lights. I don't know what they signify. Hello? It's just weird. I'm cold.
Commander Q.
Commander Q. Train.
ton spirit,
Battery check 1, 2, 3, battery check 1, 2, 3, battery check 1, 2, 3. Continuing in my walk on August 31st, 1999, at 3:05 a.m. Standing beyond Black Rock City, I think, or at least in a very vast, empty expanse of Black Rock City. And I was walking toward a red flashing light, and I think I see objects or people. Probably objects. I don't hear any talking. Another shooting star. Wow. They go like fast. I guess you have to be looking to see their path. I'm gonna find what this flashing red light signifies, and then I'm gonna go back. And that's it. There are light tire tracks in the quiet surface. Heck, there's numbers of them. It's interesting. I'm going to walk faster. Something. See, I think I see objects. Maybe I don't. Yeah, there's definitely a yellow light that flared on and off. It's not at all regular. Distance to what I'm going to. It seems like it's close. It seems like it's real close. I'm building up the drama here, and I don't know if it's going to actually have an interesting climax. Now, the yellow light. The yellow light may be an indication of something, because it's now on and it's off. I heard of something called the end of the world. And I think I was at it. It's like a lot of junk and different kinds of things. Steady. And it's not only a light, it's a light reflecting off of something. The red light remains. Getting closer, I think I'm getting closer. This is what it's like to trip, in the sense that sometimes you feel like you're walking but not making any progress. Shining off of something. I think what it is car lights from way back there. So I don't have something metal there. They're not definitely objects, I think. Take me long to push myself right to the fucking edge of things, did it? Nope, didn't take me long at all. Ah! Hey! How you doing?
Part of that camp?
No, I didn't. I couldn't tell what was out there. I just saw flashing lights. I didn't realize it was just like a regular camp.
We saw flashing lights too. That's why we followed you. We're like, what the heck is that?
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was just like wandering around trying to find stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty nice out here.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just a regular camp. Like, I don't want to disturb people in my light. It looks like everybody's sleeping.
We're
But there's nothing really happening.
No, it's definitely too quiet.
All right. Well, you answered my question then.
Okay. Are you looking for something to
Yeah.
There is some stuff with some music is happening back there.
Not much, huh? Does it get, like, more worked up as the week goes on?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I figured. I know. I'm at one of the temples that's still, like, half built.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I figured, what the hell? I'd never been before, so I figured I'd just, like, see.
By the time it's Thursday, like,
Good. I'm glad to hear that. My name's Ray. Ranger Tuba, nice to meet you. Hey. Nice to meet you guys. Yeah, definitely. Totem. Alright. Take care. Have a good night. There you have it. I have my answer. By Thursday, it will be blazing. By Thursday, it will be blazing. And those guys are cool. They were just making sure I was okay. There wasn't anything wrong with that. And they weren't really telling me what to do. So that's cool. Alright. So this is what I've got. And this is going to be the... It's going to be the bulk of what I mean, this is going to be like the peak. Well, not the peak. So what I saw, what was shining, was a camp, quiet camp, I guess it's called. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Yeah, that was fucking, who the fuck knows what it was. But anyway, okay, John Murphy. I'm not gonna be in touch with you. I can't be in touch with you. There's no phones out here. But, anyway, John, the report from here. As of Tuesday morning at 3:15 a.m. is still building. Still building, still getting it together. My Thursday will be crazy. Everybody will be up. That's what I wanted to know. It didn't have to happen tonight. It didn't necessarily have to happen tonight. It just, I wanted to fucking happen. So it's going to happen. I guess that part one of my report was setting off, and part two is going to be continuing to set off while driving and arriving. And then I'll get this off to you somehow tomorrow. No, I don't have to get it off tomorrow. I have to get it off on Wednesday. A good idea to get off tomorrow. And this will be like building Black Rock City. Part two, leaving for part one, leaving for Black Rock City. Part two is building Black Rock City. And then part three is Black Rock City. Now things seem a little more calm, stable. I'm walking toward what I think is my end of things. I pressed it though. I'm glad I pressed it. I needed to know, wanted to know. Yeah, no. This isn't Glover. This isn't the Bread and Puppet Festival. It doesn't all have to happen. Bread and Puppet was basically Friday night and Saturday night, primarily. So this would have been night one, and tomorrow night would have been night two, but per Burning Man, Black Rock City, this is just day one of eight, and so it doesn't have to be everything. I see a fire. Tired. Now I hear voices. I hear screaming. Maybe I'll be something on day one after all. But I'm kind of resigned to the fact that I'm beat. been walking since 1 something. Walking for 2 hours. Good exercise, walking on the fly floor for 2 hours, and it'll be a lot longer before I actually get back to where I belong. It'll probably be nearly 3 hours. Though I'm gonna use the shortcut, so I'm not gonna necessarily, I'm not going to take as long. So John, you can't imagine what it's like out here, man. Stars fucking everywhere. Fucking sky is fucking covered in stars. And the moon is, I guess it's in waning mode. But it's still like two-thirds full, three-quarters, whatever they say. You can see a fire in the distance that flares out every few seconds. I can't tell if I'm really fully awake. So I hit the mattress in my tent. Yeah, the light. I'm gonna stop. There's some voices. Like happy voices. I'm taking pictures. I've recorded as much as I can record. I don't really feel like recording anymore. If I find anything more tonight, I will certainly consider recording it. But I just want to conserve tape because it's going to be a long thing and I don't have a lot of tapes with me. I'm going to start running out toward the end, so I want to try and conserve this as much as possible. I used 1.5 tapes, or no, 3/4 of a tape just walking around. And I guess I found what I had to find. So, I don't know if this will be the end of Report 2, but it might be. All's well. All's good. All is pending. Thank you.
awake with thoughts of you. I think about the days of two. I search the room, but you're not there. Your perfume lingers everywhere, but it's only a memory of what I love was going to be. Only a memory, broken bits of you and me.
Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
And spirit long,
Tuesday, August 31st, 1999, 8:24 p.m., Black Rock City, my tent. Black Rock Desert, Nevada. Today, after a decent night's sleep, I helped to build a wall, a ceiling, sorry, not a wall.
I've got a word or two to say about the
So the bar of the totem temple took probably about 6 hours to construct the roof. It's a paneled roof, and it's really nice. A lot of drilling, a lot of screwing, so to speak. A lot of ladders. It was a huff and puff job, a real huff and puff job. Then I guess I got to talking to various people for a while. Oh, and my tent is in much better shape than it was, happily. Helped a dude move his camp. Meet a bunch of other people. Lifted up his tent, moved it across the road. Moved his shade structure. Nice guy, he'd gotten me stoned, so even work when you're stoned is fun. And now I'm eating a cold can of cheese tortellini, to be followed by a cold can of peas. Then more. City's really starting to build up. I don't think I'll have any problem finding things or people or activities or whatever tonight. Kind of a turning point night. Totem has an enclosed room, so there's going to be a party, and there's lots of other shit going on, and I seem to have regular access to a bicycle, which makes me feel really good. Nothing profound yet. But I think once I've tripped, which I think tonight's a better idea, I'm sure there'll be more to say. So more later.
sun doesn't shine anymore. It won't matter much, much to me. As long as you're here by my side, I am free. I am free. The years have passed and our love has grown. The world is rough, but you're not alone. The things that were so important, no longer on my mind. Now it don't matter to me if the sun doesn't shine. Now it don't matter to me if the sun doesn't shine. Now it don't matter to me if the sun doesn't shine.
X with Commander Q.
36 Jesuif Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
And spirit and
it's August 31st, 1999, 10:52 p.m. I'm in the middle of a fucking insane situation. I mean, it's fucking insane. This is fucking nuts. This is what, yeah, this is what I wanted last night. This is what I wanted all my life. Driving through the big center area. It's just completely fucking dark, but surrounded on all sides by fucking neon and flashing lights, fucking fire, fucking everything, the stars above and the fucking playa below. And I'm tripping off a fucking a decent number of mushrooms. And this is fucking perfect. This is fucking perfect. Great. This is amazing. I can't even comprehend this. I mean, there's no light out here. It's all fucking around me. Fucking neon fucking circus. This is a fucking psychedelic paradise. This is whatever you want to make it, man. This is with drugs, without drugs, whatever kind of drug, man. Psychedelic sacraments, but not necessary. I want them. I love them. I'm riding on a bike, by the way. Murphy, your intrepid reporter, is now mobile. He's the mobile intrepid reporter. Oh my god, is this wonderful. And I'm riding toward the man. I'm riding toward the man. I am fucking halfway across the fucking big open area. And riding toward the fucking man. Hoping that I take this picture right. Because I'm approaching the man. Man, this is incredible. This is fucking day two. And it's fucking insane. This is fucking insane. Look. This is fucking insane. This is ridiculous. This is a fucking thousand ring circus. There's no center. There's no fucking center. Everybody's a star. Everybody's it. Everybody's part of it. Oh wow, I just can't even, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. I'm just fucking like, I'm on a bike. My notebooks are on my back. My Walkman that's recording this and my camera in my hands. And I'm just fucking like trying to deal with it, man. Just trying to deal with it. Hey.
How's
it going? It's going well. How are you?
Doing good. Enjoying the stars.
Yeah. Yeah. What a beautiful night. Jesus. This is amazing. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
You must be blowing your mind right about now.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to really blow your mind.
Well, that's good. That's good. My mind needs to be blown.
Very good. You're at the right spot. Last year was my first year here.
Yeah?
Not a day went by when my universe wasn't expanded and my mind wasn't blown. Man. It's been like this since I did.
Wow. Yeah, man. I love that idea. I came here from Boston.
Oh, really? Just for Birmingham?
Yeah.
Wow. There's a lot of people traveling now.
Yeah.
A lot of people come a long way.
Yeah.
A lot of people came earlier this year, too.
Yeah.
You didn't get this crowd, it's like Thursday.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of neat.
This is incredible. Like... But how? You must have like after you went and you were talking to people about it. It's like, how the fuck do you tell people about this?
No, yeah. You end up with little sound bites.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, it was this.
Yeah.
Well, it's different for everybody, too.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a different experience.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Hey, have you looked at the big circle of holes before?
No. Yeah, it'll be an installation, I guess.
We're building the Gates of Time.
No shit.
Yeah. It's not going to be big. It's a small installation. It's going to be way, way out of Jupiter at 1:30.
Uh-huh. Great.
It's going to be a walk through sundial and time port.
Sweet. That sounds cool, man.
It's very simple. We're actually going to do a ritual. The installation is very simple. It's just a big, sort of a big archway, sundial.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be doing a ritual.
Nice.
Friday.
Nice. Wow.
This is my third year, and I'm getting more and more involved every year.
Yeah. How's it compare to your first year? Is it bigger? I've heard it's like really sprung up, you know.
Yeah.
Shit.
And they've spread it out big enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot bigger. It's spread out. The camping arc is huge.
Yeah.
Last year it was only semi-circle. 3 years ago, my first year.
Right.
You know, it's half circle.
Uh-huh. Wow. It must fucking haunt you during the year. It's already haunting me and I've only been here like 2.5 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't ever want to leave. Yeah. That's the word I like thought of when I talk to people who've been. It's like they just, it's just something else, something wordless, you know, something they wanted to convey, but they could hardly even describe it to themselves. So.
When did you get here?
Sunday night. Yeah.
Get through all the wind then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a joke. What's that? It was all right. Me and my friend who drove in here, we like joined up with this larger camp. It's like one of the temples, totem. It's that way somewhere. and we're building the building of the temple, and like it's half constructed, and then we hear like winds coming and rains coming and. We ended up in the big rider truck all huddled in there, sort of like drinking whiskey and, you know, riding it out. No, not at all. Made the best of it.
We gotta run 2 o'clock Monday morning.
Yeah. Oh man. Must have been a thrill driving.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've done it before, so you probably had like some memory of it. I mean.
Yeah, but it was rough coming in here. The wind was blowing.
What?
Water.
Yeah. Wow. What the hell is that? Hey, did you see the skydivers, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They were nuts.
They were great. And then the fucking, like, big old, like, army-ass jet.
C-130s that flew over.
That was it. That was it.
One of those right
over our head last year. No shit. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys get high?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Curious.
Of course. Yeah, we just drank some absinthe a little while.
Absinthe?
Yeah.
The guy in my camp has that. No, what's that? What's that like, man? What's that doing?
It's a mild hallucinogen.
Mild hallucinogen?
Yeah. It used to be really popular in France.
Uh-huh.
In England.
Yeah.
In the turn of the century.
Sure.
People stopped drinking it.
Really? Oh, that's right. People who, like, went mad on it, right?
Yeah.
No shit.
It's pretty fun.
I just did some mushrooms.
Dude, you trade just some absinthe for some mushrooms.
It was just a little tiny bit.
That's the way to do it up here. Just a little bit. That's what I did my first year.
I figure it's only night two.
Yeah, you want to see some of those brain cells, like, night six.
Right, exactly. Well, your project sounds really cool.
It's not big. It's going to be way out there.
Yeah.
It's based on an Egyptian sundial design.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be an archway. It's going to be a 10-foot-high archway.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be 10 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
And the center bar will cast a shadow on the ground. There's going to be stepping stones marking the hours of the day where that shadow goes.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be a path leading through the gates.
Uh-huh.
And,
sounds sweet.
You can see how fast that orange light is moving now.
Is that on fire?
Yeah, there's something burning.
Yeah, there's a little cauldron underneath it, coals in it.
Wow.
It's illuminating with sort of a bamboo and a, like, old Japanese door.
Rice paper.
That's a rice paper.
And the fire's keeping it up, right?
Yeah. And then when the fire goes out, it's going to come
back. Hence the prospector steps in, right?
That's right.
Well, the bike I'm on is, like, only available to me for, like, half an hour more, so I'm going to ride on.
Cool.
Ride on.
But, yeah.
Don't get lost.
I feel like I'm getting found the more I stay here. Take care. Alright, this thing's still going. Still talking. This is really cool, man. Night 2, and it only gets crazier, man. This is fucking crazy. Absinthe drinking people and fucking mushrooms and acid and, oh man, this fucking thing, this fucking Burning Man is fucking great. What the fuck is that? There's a kind of a fast moving light, it's like Christmas lights or something, that are going around the man, which is like 50 feet high. And it's like 50 feet high, and it's on a fucking round platform with stairs going up to it, and there's all sorts of fucking people on the fucking platform. This is really interesting. People are piling up on the stairs more and more. There's a bit of a moon in the background. And it's 50 feet high. Orange and yellow.
Oh, do you know Sue?
Like, it's all
Murphy, your intrepid reporter is speechless. I'm driving along this long processional aisle. It's a long path that leads to the man, and on each side of the path are these lamps. These tall lamps that these get lit by lamplighters. And it's dark. And I feel like I'm half in danger. My God, it's cool. I'm actually riding a bike that fits me, like a 28-inch, 10-speed or 12-speed, whatever it is. I haven't really used any of the speeds. Whatever speed it's on is fine. I'm gonna stop over here and see under a light and see how much tape I have left. One moment.
Shop.